Hey, everybody, it's Randy. One word of Randy and the Wake Up Crew. And as always, this time every month, we are very excited to welcome Casey Hollins, Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's Communications and Public Relations Managing Director. Casey, as we like to say up here this time of year, because it's apple blossom, happy bloom.
Ah, happy bloom. I love spring.
festival is a great time. We shut down for 2 weeks and just have a party. So it did not feel much like spring this past week. We had a day when I think it was near 90, and it kind of reminded me that we're not really that far from summer, and the hotter temperatures usually mean higher energy use and higher energy bills. So what is REC doing to help members managing rising bills?
That's a great question, Randy, and you're right. Summer is right around the corner. So one of the things we're doing is encouraging all of our member owners to join our summer savings plan. It's a really helpful but also critical program that the more people who participate, the bigger impact it can have. This program helps us reduce the demand for electricity during the hottest hours of the day when more people are doing more stuff in home because they want to get from outside where it's really warm and hot. So it's a really amazing program that gives us the opportunity to have a direct impact on the cost of power for everyone, and that's something that a lot of people are thinking about and talking about.
All right, so what happens during those high use times, and why are they such a big deal?
So when electricity demand across the grid peaks, it's like a heat wave, and that heat wave causes the electricity to spike. So during these moments is often when the price is set for what we're going to pay for electricity in the future, because we're a distribution co-op, so we have to pay for wholesale power costs through our wholesale power provider, Old Dominion Electric Cooperative. 68% of everyone's electric bill is made up of these wholesale power costs or supply costs. And that's the part that we're trying to get everybody to come together to help manage. We really don't have a lot of control over the cost of power, but through the Summer Savings Program, this is one way that we can help all of our members come together to take action to reduce energy use during these peak times, which can ultimately help keep costs down. So again, the more people who are motivated to participate to reduce energy when we ask them to on peak days, the greater the impact ultimately on the cost of power for everyone.
All right, so we get down to it now. How can members get involved, and is it easy to join?
It is very easy. We have the sign-up set up through the My REC Smart Hub account, and that's the online app that people may use on their mobile device, or they may log in on a computer. So once you go in there and you enroll, we will then let you know during the summer, typically between June and September, when a peak day is happening. We'll send you notifications in advance so that you can plan to take action to reduce your energy use. And there are some critical tips that we give, and we remind you of those when we call on you to take action. But for everyone who might be curious, what we ask you to do is turn up your thermostat from the normal setting to about 5 degrees higher, because heating and cooling systems are ultimately what create the greatest energy use in our homes. So when we increase that temperature in the summer, it reduces the strain on your cooling system. We also ask you to wait to do things during these peak hours. The peak hours are generally 4 to 6 o'clock in the evening or 3 to 6 o'clock in the evening. So during that time, avoid doing laundry. Don't turn on the dishwasher. Don't take a hot shower. If you have a swimming pool or a spa, turn the pumps off for those, and try not to cook indoors, because cooking in your kitchen heats up your home as well. And then we all have tons of devices, electronics, and cool gadgets that we use. So unplug all of those and turn off any lights. So the more things that you do like that to reduce how much electricity you're using, then that will help keep the strain down during that peak. When we all do this together, it really has the potential to have a big impact on the cost for power. So one other key thing is that by taking these actions, our members earn a bill credit or a rebate back on their bill for the electricity that they reduce during these peak days. So it's a real win-win for everybody.
Sounds like what I heard in there, too, is that I can grill more, which I love doing. So that's very good. Really, bottom line here, Casey, small efforts, big impact.
Absolutely. That is absolutely the point. It is really one of the most powerful ways that our members can all come together and help us control the rising cost for power. Again, I know this is something that everybody's feeling and thinking about and talking about. So it's a great way to do the right thing for your own home as well as your neighbors and community. So one more time, the more people who are motivated to participate, the better we can protect against the future cost increases that could be experienced as the result of high energy use.
You know, all of this chat has, there's a little twinge now in my back because I know I'm going to be putting the window units in here pretty soon into my house. But yeah, I mean, this is all win-win for everybody. And I just enjoy these tips. They help me a lot too. And I know they help out your members. So Casey, thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for having us and for encouraging more people to participate in the program.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll talk to you next month.
All right, talk to you soon.
Casey Hollins, everybody, REC's Communications and Public Relations Managing Director, and we always enjoy having her here. You can check these out on the Wake Up Crew page, and we hope you do, at theriver953.com, powered by REC.